I don't really have one specific memorable English learning experience. Well, I have joined some study tour to Oxford, but I don't really think it's memorable, but not particularly for English learning. But I learned most of my spoken English by watching movies or TV series, so that might be one.
Can you name some of
movies? Like everyone in every child watch Harry Potter, and then Home Alone, those sort of child movies.
What kind of skills do you learn when you watch
those movies? Mostly spoken English, because it's conversation and daily life English, and maybe vocabulary as well, because it's easy to grasp some special language, vocabulary from watching these, because they have subtitles. Okay.
What is your most memorable English reading experience?
Memorable. Maybe it's... I know there's a series called Black Cat. Yeah, there's a series called Black Cat, and then I divide into different levels, and then I will read those books. And one more is The Giver. It's my English secondary SBA essay. It's the only book I read in secondary school. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite English author?
What do you mean by favorite
English author?
I don't think so. Because I read a few, and I don't think I like reading English. So I don't really think I have a favorite author, but I do think Mitch Albom is a good one. But I read those translated in Chinese, not those English version.
Okay. Regarding to your English learning experience, do you have more to add?
Well, I think interactive English learning is quite crucial, because reading is too one way for me. I believe interaction is kind of a crucial point to add if you're talking about my English learning experience.
What kind of people do you interact with?
Just I don't think language should be trapped, or words should be trapped in one medium only, like books or one-way conversation. So you better talk to people if you really want to enhance your language level, no matter English or Chinese or what.